And this is a bush that's got clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
Rose bushes?
No, it blooms in late spring. It's a tall bush with pink and white flowers.
Oh, that's your dumb bush.
Not that you're laurel or ivy or spoonwood.
We call it dogwood here. It just had the little dogwood left.
I'm not saying of something you might call a mountain laurel or spoonwood or ivy. You ever heard of that?
No, I hear of ivy, but it's a green. What we call ivy here is a green.
Okay, what about something that grows up in the mountains? Have you ever heard of rhododendron or laurel?
No.
Okay, what about a large flowering tree that's got shiny leaves and big white flowers, and it leaves a seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber?
That's called a taffeta tree.
Here. Okay. And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, I have to ask.
Her husband.
Okay, and he might say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
widow.
Okay, if her husband just ran off and left her, she'd be a...
grass widow.
Okay. Did you learn that word around here?
Well, you want me to tell you the truth about it?
Yeah.
You used to go with a grass widow. A little.
Okay.
She was older than I was.
Okay, and the man whose son you are is called your...
father.
Okay, and what did you call him?
Daddy.
Okay. Any other words that...
You call him Pap, Pa, everything else around here.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
mother.
And what did you call her?
Mother.
Any other words?
Well, I never called her anything else.
Do you know of any other
words? Yeah. Daddy, Pa.
And your father and mother together are called your...
son.
No, your father and mother together are your...
mother and father.
Yeah, or your...
parents.
Okay. And your father's father is called your...
grandfather.
And what did you call him?
Well, I never did know him, but I think I called him grandfather when I saw that picture. I never knew him.
Okay, his wife would be your...
grandmother.
And...
we called her Granny.
Okay. And you say, I was the youngest of five
children.
Okay. Any other names people use instead of children?
Child.
Okay. I mean, young'uns or kids or...
kids. They call them young'uns and kids.
Okay. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and then lie down?
Baby bag?
Okay. Does that have a,
what I had just had a four-poster loop that's called a baby bed.
Yeah.
Now, there's a rocker.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something off wheels. This baby buggy.
Oh, carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and what the baby?
Roll it around.
Okay. And talking about the word grown up, you say, Sally is the oldest of my children and the... did you say most grown up or grown up this
the oldest,
okay,
the oldest.
Huh?
He's grown up, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so you say you have a son and a...
daughter.
Okay, or a boy and a...
girl.
Okay, and if a woman were going to have a child, you say that she's...
pregnant.
Okay, any other words for that?
Well, it's not the time of the world.
I mean, when you were growing up, did people use the word pregnant, or did they avoid that word?
Yeah, a lot of times they did. They used different things.
Do you remember any expressions? I mean, like...
well, yeah. It's, well, it's not too bad. I guess you'd say she's big. They mostly use that around here.
Yeah. She's big?
Uh-huh.
Okay.